Our economy is headed in the wrong direction. Every indicator points that out. Even just today, the jobless claims report came out, and it's increased yet again.
Today, all six candidates for the U.S. House's District 11 seat spoke at a Tiger Bay Club of Tampa forum. The four Republicans facing a Tuesday primary are also pointing to the dismal jobs outlook as evidence that Congress isn't working for everyday Americans. Like his GOP opponents, retired Army Colonel Mike Prendergast decried federal spending and touted private sector job creation.
We've spent more than $787 billion, and yet we've not made a dent in the unemployment rate in the United States of America.
The pallet economy has long been a linchpin for candidates who are riding the anti-incumbent wave. Yet foreign policy hasn't exactly fallen by the wayside for those vying for Capitol Hill. Take Cuba. A bill that would open up travel between the U.S. and that country has been introduced in the House. One Tiger Bay Club member asked each candidate their opinion on it. Democratic incumbent Kathy Castor supports it. Her opponent said he supports it to a degree.
The embargo clearly isn't working. They can get things from other countries, and they do, those countries that don't like us either. So, to make some kind of inroads with the people of Cuba to try to move in that direction is absolutely a good idea. Clearly, the embargo is not working. We have to change strategy.
Republican Tommy Castellano, who, like Curtis and three other GOP contenders, is a political newcomer, said the travel ban isn't fair to families split between the U.S. and Cuba.
Well, basically, I would allow freedom of travel to Cuba because you have a lot of families there that and here that should be able to see their relatives. Also, I do think that the embargo that we've had for all these years hasn't worked. The only people that are suffering are the Cuban people themselves.
Republican Eddie Adams agrees, but the other two GOP District 11 hopefuls say they want to keep the ban. Here's what Tony Bunton, a retired Air Force Reserve veteran, had to say.
No, I would not open up travel to Cuba, and I would not open up normalized relations with Cuba, not until we see some improvements in human rights in Cuba.
Such a diverse set of candidate backgrounds also made for a wide array of takes on the question of whether they support keeping 50,000 so-called advisors in Iraq in the wake of this week's withdrawal of the last combat troops stationed in that country. Incumbent Kathy Castor said she would not.
One of the largest drivers of the deficit was the unpaid-for wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. So no matter how you feel about going into Iraq or going into Afghanistan, we cannot return to those irresponsible fiscal policies that say that we're going to go to war and cause massive deficits to leave to our grandkids.
Republican Eddie Adams said sending tax dollars overseas to protect citizens of other countries is wrong.
We're taking American taxpayers' dollars, sending them overseas to protect countries that are fighting against us. That should stop. The troops who are there, we need to give them everything they need to continue and win the battles that we're currently fighting.
Castor's opponent, conservative Democrat Tim Curtis, said the bases are the only way to keep terrorism off U.S. soil.
We've seen what the bad guys want to do, and I would much rather invest the money there, fight them there, deal with them there, than have them visit us on our shores here, as they did on September 11th.
But whether they saw U.S. military might as an issue of fiscal or national security, none would go so far as to say they would support a surtax that would explicitly fund the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Castor said while she doesn't support a surtax, she wants to see the federal government put an end to spending money it doesn't have on wars.
Because that war in Iraq and Afghanistan was really the main driver of the deficit and debt, we've got to continue the drawdown in Iraq and then stick with the Obama and Petraeus plan of beginning to redeploy out of Afghanistan next spring. And when they come for supplemental appropriations, it's going to have to be paid for, or else we can't go forward.
Gary Dolgin was the Tiger Bay Club member who asked about the surtax. He said while he thought Castor's answer made the most sense to him, he wasn't satisfied with what any of the candidates had to say.
My question basically was, if you do not favor that surtax, then do you favor our children and grandchildren paying for this war? Or how do we pay for this war? None of them could tell us how we would pay for these wars.